Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels are officially going in the wrong direction. This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. Carolina's loss to NC State Tuesday night was embarrassing for a number of reasons, not the least of which is we all expected the team to come out of the gates breathing fire against the Wolfpack. In fact, the Heels opened like a flat tire and could not respond to the punch in the mouth they had to know was coming. This may have nothing to do with it, but when the video screens in the Smith Center showed the team coming out of the locker room, what you saw was Kennedy Meeks doing some silly dance in the middle before they all put their hands together. When have you ever seen a football or basketball team that is going to war act that silly before taking the field or the court? Surely State wasn't doing that. The Wolfpack has three terrific guards who can score points in a hurry. Carolina knew it, and that State was sick and tired of losing to its arch rival. Having now lost five of their last six games in a variety of ways, the Tar Heels still don't seem to know their own strengths and weaknesses. State certainly did, and held them to the fewest points a UNC team has ever scored on their current home court. All season long, Carolina has lived on rebounding and defense. Anybody who has seen two games knows this team is offensively challenged. But by now, opponents have learned how to box out the big men, score more easily, and then obviously defend them. That's where the toughness and will come in, and Tar Heels have shown very little of it lately. At Duke, they weren't tough enough to close out a game they should have won. Against State, they weren't tough enough to take back the paint the Wolfpack claimed from the opening tip. And when the State guard started scoring with relatively light resistance, you knew it was going to be a long night. Even Carolina's remarkable run from 16 points down to 2 ended with careless turnovers when every possession needed to be cherished. Folks, this is now serious. The Tar Heels are headed for 5th or 6th place in the ACC and a Wednesday game in the tournament, meaning they will have to win 4 in a row to be champions. If they allow themselves to get dominated inside and lack of scoring becomes their fatal flaw, their postseason won't last very long. An old coaching adage says that if a team doesn't have it together by February, it's not getting it together. With 3 games left, 2 on the road, and at home against Duke, Carolina looks to be that team. This is Archansky. See ya.